Does anybody else ever get the feeling that we are terrible people?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 27 of the Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gov, and more. On tonight's episode roster, kicking it off with Gonzo Ryder.
What's happening, folks?
Kevlar Menace.
We're doing shots.
Gasp, gasp. Mary Mac.
Hi, everyone.
Veto number 9.
You bass number 1.
Oh, we forgot Benguin. He's here, too.
Yeah, what's up? After last week's angry shenanigans, I think I'll be doing this on sober tonight.
Welcome to all of you. Thank you for tuning in tonight to all of our Ustream listeners and chatters who are now using our cool new interface that only Vito and Benguin hate. So, thank you for that.
It's not that I hate it. It's just I spent all that time getting into the IRC and just to find out that it was me and the ginger.
No, I hate it for sure, so...
There's no turning back. He just hates it from the jump street.
Pretty much. I hate everything. I'm not even drunk this week, and I hate it. So, there you go.
Well, then, let's kick up the tone of this podcast to a happier mood, shall we?
Oh, sure. All right, it's shut. It's looking up.
What shall we start off with today? We had quite a few different news items that happened this week. I know. The white iPhone is coming out soon. The white iPhone 4 is scheduled to come out finally after 10 months by the end of April.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
If you were waiting for it.
You're a jackass.
Hey, I waited, but I'm not getting it.
Why did you wait? Did you ever think it was going to come?
Yeah, well, I mean, if this came out 5 months ago, maybe I would have gotten it, but... Now I'm just going to go ahead and wait for the fifth one.
Well, the white one's still not going to come in the iPhone 5 or whatever it is. iPhone 4GS.
Yeah, well, I learned my lesson, so I'll just get the next one.
You still could get the iPhone 4 white one if you wait after the iPhone 5 comes out for a cheap discount. If you don't mind having old technology.
That's true. If the iPhone 5 doesn't have something super amazing, I would just say screw it. Get the iPhone 4 because you know it's going to be a whole lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd rather, if I'm going to get the iPhone 4 instead, I'd rather still get the iPhone 5 because I'm going to have to renew my contract. So if I'm going to be with it for 2 years, I might as well get the newest one.
Well, it depends if the hardware specs are better, but they don't do much with them yet. You know, sometimes they may throw whatever the iPad 2 has in it. And just not really utilize it yet, possible. And then that way you're waiting on better hardware when they do push out an update, and then you're not sitting on a brick.
We'll see.
Did you guys see the article today about Flickr? And it's how the iPhone is overtaking all point and shoot digital cameras. All the photos being uploaded to Flickr are not predominantly iPhone 4 photos or iPhone photos.
Yeah, you know, I saw that article not today, but I saw that like a few weeks ago. But I was pretty sure that was old news even then because I remember reading that exact same article like a year or two ago with the iPhone 3G or 3GS saying that it was the most popular camera. So I don't know why they're making a big deal of it again.
I think the newest article said the old ones that had done the same study, they had lumped iPhone. All the iPhones together in one category, so it was all just the iPhone.
Whereas now it's specifically iPhone 4.
They broke it down to iPhone 4, 3G, 3GS.
Oh, I see.
I saw the interesting thing I saw about that was that You have, like, you know, the iPhone 3G is released and you see that big spike it does and it's, you know, overtaking everybody. And the iPhone 3GS, it comes out, but its growth is like nothing. It's pretty steady down low, and the iPhone 3G is still doing good. Nothing overtakes it again until the iPhone 4. It's like the iPhone 3G was forgotten, or nobody like wanted to use Flickr on it or something.
I don't think a lot of people really upgraded to the 3GS when it came out, just because the, like, they were still on contract for the 3G, and it wasn't really like enough to warrant the upgrade. So it wasn't until the 4 came out that we really had people jumping on board.
And I think that's what I thought was so funny about the big hissy fit that was thrown when the iPhone 4 was leaked or stolen, or whatever your point of view is on that.
Acquired.
Yeah, sure. Whenever, you know, it was so drastically different, and so many people responded and said, "That's awesome. I love that." And maybe Apple's mad because maybe they weren't going to sell 3GSs, but they had so many more people willing to ditch contracts and buy that new device that it made, I don't know, it actually drummed up more drama, more sales for it, I think, because it got more attention.
I don't know. I think people would have bought it either way. We didn't need insert website here to leak it, you know, a month early.
Gossip's gossip. I mean, look at how much publicity they got from that. Publicity they didn't want, but publicity nonetheless, you know?
Yeah.
Are we gossip whores?
Talking about it.
Yes.
So. Americans are gossip whores.
I'm not a gossip whore, and I refuse to be lumped in with those people.
You're a tech gossip whore. Let's put it that way.
That's different. There's a title in front of it. It's not just gossip whore. I don't whore out for anything.
Yes, you do.
I have standards.
You whore out to be the mayor of Sleazy Mart.
That's true. Okay.
You did whore yourself
so
out to the Sleazy Mart. And then you got attacked on Twitter for it.
I did.
You should return fire and call him out on the podcast.
Should. But I don't have anything clever to say right now.
I think our new sneak attack guest should say something. Please welcome Kaiser Machead.
Hey, I'm sort of off guard here because, yeah, I'm sort of off guard here. I came in a little late. So what are you guys talking? So you guys talking about the iPhone, and just so I'm sure not to input.
We just talked about how the white iPhone's coming out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, is anybody really surprised or excited? And also go ahead.
I mean, who cares about the white iPhone anymore? I mean, yeah, you know, it made the rumor mill for a while. People were talking about the white iPhone. What's so special about it? Is like, you know, pigmented with unicorn semen or something?
Kaiser's off the strong start.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, no,
it's
what I mean
pretty,
is like,
damn it.
Yeah, cause, I mean, you know, like at this point, you know, when people are stuffing their iPhones in cases and everything, does it really matter if it's white anymore? I mean, it was different when the. I'm sorry, I'm cutting off there. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, no, like, I mean, is it going to be like the iPhone? No, but it's going to be like the iPhone 5 or iPhone 4S or whatever it is, that whatever the hell they're going to release.
Maybe they'll call it the 4G and it'll actually be 4G on both networks.
Then people calling it the 4G will call it the 5G.
No, that's just stupid. Wait.
Yeah, calling it the exact.
No, okay. Yep.
Yeah, maybe this is why they should have just gone with the number system instead of 3G. And 3GS.
Well, the 3G made sense because that was the one that actually worked on the 3G network.
Yeah, but then after
once they
that,
went to the S.
Yeah, then after that, like, S is for speed, and, you know, and then like it's still 3G, so it's, but it's the iPhone 4, so there's no real continuity in their naming. But back to the white iPhone, like I mean, big deal. It's a white iPhone. It'll look like an updated MyTouch. I don't see what's so special about it.
Now, didn't a lot of people complain with the white iPad too that it kind of took away from the experience, and you ended up staring at the device a lot more than the screen. You were more aware that it was there. So
yeah, I suppose, but at the same time, it's the iPad is largely used as an e-reader also, so I guess it could be sort of argued that it sort of helps when you're actually using it as an e-reader, like when you have like the contrast of the black on against the backlit display, it sort of takes away from it. I mean, I've only used it briefly, but I don't really know what it's like to have it like as a long-term device for that. But I think it seems to be a little bit of an advantage when using it largely for books. That's what I think. So what do you guys how do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I don't care about a wide iPhone. So
yeah, that's.
I really haven't used any gadget like a tablet or anything for books recently or at all, actually, because I'm not at that point yet where I'm ready to ditch, you know, the whole paper thing. I don't know.
I really like my Kindle. Like, I was a big critic of e-readers at first, and I didn't really know that much about them. And, you know, after I got my Kindle 3, I realized I don't really give a shit about books anymore, about solid books. I mean, no, they're nice. They're good for archival purposes, and they never run out of power and all that good stuff. But for casual reading, it doesn't matter. The build quality of a book, the smell or feel or other novelties about a book don't really make much of a difference to me anymore if I just want to read something on the subway. You know, and I understand, you know, like, I don't want to relegate books. I don't want to have books completely as just digital format, because then it leaves books to like the danger of just disappearing, like, you know, easily deleted and so forth. But for the most part, it's nice to be able to just, I mean, books will always be around, even like, you're not going to have some sort of, you know, some great fire of Amazon that's similar to like the fire of Alexandria. We're not going to like suddenly lose all of our books because of that. But
yeah, it was bullshit. Fucking Romans.
Yeah, like fucking Romans. Like, I guess my big thing about the Kindle or any e-reader for that matter is the fact that I can haul a book that would normally be the size of two bricks strapped together in something that weighs no more and is no bigger than like a small 20-page pamphlet. And that's the big thing about it. Like, you know, like with iPods, and the same thing with any other like media player, like you take something that would normally be a stack of CDs in a little device that can last for a few days on a charge, or in the case of e-readers, like a few weeks.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts about having the Kindle, is that it's electronic, but you don't really think of it as electronic because you don't have to constantly charge it. Whereas, you know, you fiddle with your cell phone all day and the battery's dead by the time you get home at night, you gotta charge it, sort of thing.
Well, yeah, and in like with a e-reader, it's not really an essential device, so you don't really have to worry about that as much anyway. So, like, you know, if your e-reader runs out of juice while you're commuting, it's not like you're going to be stranded or some horrible thing that happened to you. I mean, it's annoying.
I have to know what happens next.
Yeah, you know, like, I was just getting to the good part. God damn it, where's page 5? You know... Yeah.
Wow, that book starts off strong.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Would an ebook reader be more more enjoyable than a regular book on a $6,400 Lumi toilet?
Anything
nope.
better?
On nope, because both are ruined toilet. If you drop them in.
Yeah, agreed.
Why would you want a $6,400 toilet that does all that stuff? I mean, your toilet seat is a toilet seat for a reason.
Well, if you can afford it, why not?
Because plays ambient music while I'm using it.
That's my phone. It plays the ambient music of whatever game I'm playing.
I don't know. It's one of those things.
Wait, what's this about an expensive toilet that does more than just be a toilet?
I'm redoing the link on the... thing because it's stupid. broken, but there we go. On the topic list, I'll also post it in the you cover it live thing here. There. Yeah, it's a toilet from Kohler that's $6,400. And does it also contain a bidet?
Yeah, it's got a built-in bidet.
Fucking better.
Nice.
Wait, how does that work?
It shoots water in your butthole?
Yeah, no, but it's in, obviously, but how does it work? It's like built in, is it on the side, or it's just the one?
And it like comes out when you're done.
Like, does it at least, does
you
it at
don't,
least,
like, you don't have to change position, you just sit there, you finish, and then it works?
I guess you probably
press
a button.
Used it.
You probably press a button and like a stream of water comes out of like a little compartment or something.
No, because you can like swipe the touchscreen and adjust the water pressure and angle and all that shit.
But what if it gets tablet that comes dirty. With it.
So basically, it's sort of like a controlled hydro enema. What is the point of this? Like, is it, does it actually, like, I don't even want to think about how it actually cleans you.
I don't know. Unless, the like, thing that shocks me is it comes with this tablet that you can use to control all the toilet functions. Mm. And you can use it up to 20 feet away. Why would you need to control your toilet from 20 feet away?
Well, actually, no. That's where the...
distance competitions, I guess.
No. This is where the toilet seat heater comes in. You're in your bedroom. You're like, dude, I really got to, you know, do a deuce.
And how cool is it in your house? How cool is it in your house? Or wherever you keep this super expensive toilet. Do you keep it outside in the snow?
Yeah, but how nice would it be to sit on a nice warm toilet?
I was thinking, my ass for me for $6,400.
I mean, you're not going to die of shock sitting on a cold toilet seat. Your ass is warm enough to warm up the seat after like a few seconds.
Yeah, but it's that whole shock value that's, you know, you want to get rid of, and it's worth $6,400.
Be a man.
Oh.
I just watched the video. The thing's like a fucking transformer, too. Like, it's not just a lid that you lift up and down. It fucking
does it have mechanical. An arm? Does it have an arm that wipes for you?
No, well, here we go. Little bidet thing, to answer the question from earlier, it like pops out of the back and, you know, sprays water up your bum and then it comes back in.
No,
see, that's
thanks.
What I was thinking. I was wondering if the bidet was built in and it's like, what happens if you poop on it?
Yeah, I guess it
valid question.
Yeah.
It also has a charcoal filter to deodorize. It sucks air from a bowl through a charcoal filter to deodorize, you know, the poop smell. Your shit, so don't
fucking courtesy flush. That's all you just reach back and flush it.
So, yeah, smell's gone. Now you have to change a filter card. What is like a? It's like an aquarium for people.
Yeah, this is a lot of money for something you're just gonna shit on.
Yeah,
and on that note, the polls say shot.
Oh well, in that case.
Shot, not shit, people. Stay on the podcast.
Shot.
Oh, you want me to shoot vodka through my nose.
Fantastic.
That didn't
sound good.
Yeah, that really didn't sound fantastic for some of us.
Women.
People.
Moving on.
Okay, so we thought about the iPhone 4 a lot. Just for the white iPhone 4, we fleshed that out completely.
Ironic, given that we don't care.
Yes, but since we talked about, you know, completely useless things that you sit on, apparently...
Your mom?
There is now a Kinect-driven armchair demoed by Microsoft.
I saw that.
Pretty much, anyway. You know, it's
I have not seen this.
A lazy boy you sit on that's got a Kinect attached to it, and depending on your movements and motions, it can recline, and it has wheels on it too, so you could like go around and do stuff.
Yeah,
I saw that when I was actually, of course, I'm the Windows Phone 7 fanboy, so I was watching the Windows Phone 7 keynote from the Mix 11. Event this week, which is the Microsoft Developers Conference, sort of. They go through a whole bunch of boot camps, a whole bunch of speakers and everything on all the different programming styles that, you know, Microsoft supports. And at the end of the Windows Phone 7 one, they kind of went into a different spiel, and they showed off this thing. And you hold your hands up in front of you, like you know, you would lean against the wall with both hands. And it uses the Kinect to measure where your hands are. And if you want to go forward, you raise your hands up. You want to go back, you raise them down. And then it's kind of like tank steering. So
you raise them down?
Yeah, I heard that
too. Yeah, you raise them down.
Must be a Texas thing.
Hey, I'm living in Alabama. I'm getting dumber from your home state, Vito.
Don't give me that.
Why? Because you can't answer to it?
Hey, there was a reason I moved out, fucker. You moved to the place. That was dumb on your part.
Yeah, but you moved to New Jersey. You can't.
Yeah.
I moved to New Jersey for money.
Money's not everything.
Yeah.
New Jersey
location, location.
You can pay me that much to live in New Jersey.
Yet you moved to Alabama.
You went to work.
Yeah, because I moved out of California for more money.
Except Kevlar didn't go to a company that nobody could pronounce.
Hey, I almost worked
everyone
for that company.
Everyone pronounced it except Steven. For you.
I almost worked for that company. I can pronounce it.
Northrop Grumman, whatever it's called.
Northrop Grumman.
Whatever.
You can't pronounce Northrop Grumman?
It's a German name.
Okay.
It's that's pretty German.
Okay. Doesn't matter what language it is.
Germany's pretty close to Greece.
Yeah, but they're like guttural barbarians when they talk.
Oh, you saying German is like real life Klingon or something?
Yes, it's like doch, du, doch.
Doppler. Du hast dich.
Yes. I have a hard time talking in German. I can speak other languages, but not German.
Not English either.
It sounded like Klingon.
Welcome to the conversation, Mary.
Sorry.
Somebody wasn't sitting at the computer.
Well, welcome to the conversation. Why don't you have a seat over there?
Trying to figure something out.
Okay, we talked about the Segway competitor, this chair that rolls around, wave your hands at it. I would not be caught dead rolling down the street in this thing, flinging my hands in front of it.
Like I think it'd be easier to use pedals or a joystick.
Or a joystick. It'd be easier to use your feet and get up and walk.
Well, I'm saying, if you're going to ride a lazy boy around the street, you're not going to want to do it with your arms out in front of you. It just looks stupid.
Reminds me of Wally.
That's what everyone says, and I don't see it.
Well, I don't know how it looks. I'm just thinking, like, the concept of it.
I've seen two or three comparisons to Wally, and it's got two treads on it. That's kind of like Wally, I guess.
Is it because it's red?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
The chair is red?
I'd call it more of a maroon.
That's a type
I think
of
he's
red.
Referring more to the thing at where everybody's just sitting in their chairs riding around instead of being ambulatory.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
The thing about that is those are all automated. You're not going to those people couldn't hold their arms out in front of them. The people in Wall-E.
What?
Never mind.
How do you think they got the drinks to
the canon
mouth?
Of Disney movies?
Yeah, really.
Do we have a Disney expert in here?
We should get Andrew Stanton on the line here. Ask him what he thinks.
A moment of silence for Google. It's shutting down Google Video. Everyone's surprised. And they're not just archiving it, saying you can't upload anything else anymore. They're completely deleting all that shit. Completely.
Because I think everything on Google Video is a copy of something that's elsewhere on the web.
But YouTube will still be around, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, since they own YouTube, there's really no point in them having two, especially when nobody uses Google Video.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they kept it up as long as they did. Because, I mean, I think they shut off uploads like a year or so ago. And now they're just finally taking the whole thing offline. But even when they first acquired YouTube, it was like, why do we still have Google Video? What's the point of this? So whatever. Good riddance, I guess.
You Google Video was nice back in the day when they, you know, back in the days before torrents and stuff, where you could actually upload full TV series on there.
Yeah.
You watch on Google Video.
Yeah, it's
yeah one nice thing about Google Video was that it allowed for videos a lot longer than YouTube, because before YouTube used to be, 10 minutes, and now I think it's 15 or so. But on Google Video, you could upload like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
no, I think Earlier days of YouTube was actually longer than 10 minutes. I think it was not until much later that they started adding more restrictions to it, and that's why some older accounts are able to still upload, because they kind of sort of grandfathered the larger limit.
Yeah, but they had the early days of YouTube, they had a size limit on it as well.
Okay.
I think it was like 10 megabytes or 20 megabytes or something like that. There was like an action. It's like, here, you either have 10 minutes or however much, or just this size limit when they were sold.
Okay.
New. That's why a lot of the older YouTube videos have like the most abysmal, like 240p quality. They have like 10 million views.
So, yeah.
King Saberhawk says that they have a lot of documentaries on Google Video, which is true. And you sort of wonder if they're going to port those over to YouTube. But
where are we going to watch our Loose Change now?
Oh, Christ.
Yes?
I was being facetious, by the way. Good riddance.
As long as our lolcat videos still remain.
Lolcats. Did you guys see the if logos were actual real things, or if they were accurate, realistically accurate or something?
Yeah, I saw that, and the one for YouTube was Cat Video or Cat Tube. Yes.
Something like that. Facebook was it Procrastinate or something like that?
Yeah. Procrastinate. They're all Procrastinate.
That's true.
The entire internet is geared around procrastination.
Indeed.
Yeah, I don't know how I get shit done anymore.
Well, you better be careful if you're either in the U.S. or New Zealand. First off, we'll talk about New Zealand. They passed a controversial file sharing law in New Zealand saying that if you illegally pirate files, like if you use BitTorrent and stuff like that, you get into serious, serious shit. Nobody has to sue you anymore. They just have to catch you, and you'll face penalties and even get banned from the internet, from using the internet for a certain, like a 6-month suspension, that if you're a repeat offender. And three strikes, it will introduce a copyright tribunal that will impose a maximum penalty of 15,000 New Zealand dollars, which probably is like 10 bucks or something. But
No. Actually, yeah. Continue. Yeah,
how can they ban you from the internet, though?
Like the same way.
That, yeah.
So that's how they got there.
That's 11,917 US dollars.
Thank you,
Kevlar. This is fact of the day.
But no, they could force you the same way a court could put a restraining order on you, like they do for some hackers and stuff. They say you can't use the internet for a certain period of time, and they bug your whole house and, you know, all that good stuff.
And if you can't go to like a library or some shit.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you can, but if you're caught, like, it's not like they just bug your house. They probably have people that are monitoring all your social networks and your aliases and are probably doing regular Google searches on your aliases to make sure that you haven't created a new one anywhere like that.
Yeah, so would it be worth it to just, as your last tweet, say, fuck the police?
But that's the latest thing in New Zealand. Ironically, though, it just happened that a few days after that law was passed, I don't know what an MP is. Sounds like military police.
MP? But, yeah.
But apparently this isn't an MP.
I don't think that works here.
It's a parliament member.
A member of parliament? Like, we don't have that in the United States, though, Stephen.
Member of parliament in New Zealand. She tweeted a little bit after this thing went live about her newest compilation CD that her friend made her, and that sort of raised questions on, wow, the person behind this whole thing is actually pirating music or something like that.
Ah.
Irony.
Well, that makes sense.
I thought, like, the problem with these kind of things, though, was, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the actual burden of proof to prove that you were doing something is like incredibly hard.
Well, that depends on the country. Like here, we, you know, they have to get your ISP to, granted, most ISPs will just bend over for the government, you know, to track your IP and show all the crap that goes along with that, but I don't know. New Zealand and Australia have weird internet rules.
And they so pay you can't get any games, video games too.
You can't get any games that are rated mature in Australia. They're banned outright.
You know, people already have to deal really? With everything being poisonous, so
yeah, they're all banned over there. I mean, you can't go buy. I don't think you get Grand Theft Auto, for example, in Australia. It's a banned product.
Well, what about I don't know if you guys have ever listened to or watched the Zero Punctuation videos. He's in Australia, and he's reviewed mature games. How does he get them there?
Well, he gets them through.
Because he complains about them taking forever to get to come out in Australia, and then he complains that they have to pay some ridiculous amount of money for them, even though they take forever to come out.
The same way Chinese people use Twitter. They do it illegally.
Yeah, one of the podcasts I used to listen to all the time, not so much anymore, though, just because they don't do it so much, was the Australian Gamer podcast, and they talk about that a lot, where I guess they don't have a rating, like an 18-plus rating or something like that, so a lot of games get denied, like they're not allowed in the country, but I guess you could still import it, like you can get around it somehow, I don't know, it's just not officially released.
Probably can be sold in the country or something stupid like that, but you could buy it.
Yeah, you could. No, you get it through like New Zealand or some other oceanic country that doesn't ban them, and just like, you know, eBay them, or you could always just download them or whatever, torrent.
Yeah.
Well, they can't really do that because they have like ridiculous bandwidth caps as well.
And we're pitching about 250 gigabytes.
Yeah, really. I don't remember what theirs is exactly, but I think. I remember them mentioning a few times on the podcast something like 25 gigabytes or something like that. Fuck that.
No, they censor. They have a ban on, I think, everything indecent that's considered indecent. So I don't think they I don't think porn is even sold there.
What?
No. I remember that place.
You remember the 27/B guy, the one who wrote the? He had the article that everyone laughed about for like 6 months and kept forwarding me. The one with a dog on it, like, I'm looking for my lost dog, so he kept making posters for the lady, but he kept doing it with artistic style, and she didn't like it.
Yes, and it was a cat, for the record.
Yeah, whatever. He had a post on his website about, one of those little back and forths that he does on his website, was requested to be taken down by the Australian government. They actually emailed him, I guess because they looked at the website, realized it was registered in Australia, looked him up, and then, or mailed him or emailed him, told him that he should probably take that bit down.
Well, that's just lame.
Yeah, I need to interject here for a second, real quick. Uh-oh. Interjection for Kevlar and Gonzo.
Well,
very well, sir.
What was that?
Oh, that's quite an interjection.
Challenge
accepted. Yeah, challenge.
That was LMFAO shots.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that was actually Little John yelling it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're moving on. Featuring Little John, but yes. Continue, sir.
Oh, I was just saying. I guess the Australian government is always trying to like regulate the internet. They always bring up the straw man of child pornography. And they're always basically like, if you don't support this internet bill, that means you love child porn, you kitty toucher.
So is if you porn on the internet is like the gateway drug to
it's the terrorists' win of early 2000 America.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you buy French fries, the terrorists win.
Freedom fries now.
Yeah, that lasted.
Well, poor Australians, they won't have the guilty pleasure of knowing what it means to be a better gamer by attaching a 9-volt battery to your head. Yes, wait, that's
what?
Right.
What?
Yes, it makes absolutely no sense, but if you want to be better at video games, you attach a 9-volt battery to your head.
How does that make you better?
No.
Hold on.
Because seriously, if that's going to make you better, I'm going to fucking put one on both sides.
Well, the scientific study showed, which I can't imagine why this person would do this as a scientific, but it shows that if you attach a positive and a negative, diode to certain parts of your head, the electrical current from a 9-volt battery stimulates those parts of your brain that control different functions. For example, your visual perception, your motor functions, your working memory, etc., depending on where you position it. So the electrical
gives
current,
you a seizure.
all you need is a 9-volt battery, a moistened sponge, and two little diodes. Don't do this at home, by the way.
Wouldn't it be easier to just take some Adderall?
I think, first
That's
of all,
the law,
whoever thought of this probably got dared by their buddy and said, you know, I bet you can't get that past the review board for your research project.
Dude, that was a no balls right there.
That's what that was. And lo and behold, they approved it, and he was like, crap. Second of all, I think Vito and probably Alex can go with this and say, hey, why don't you take a TA-1 or a TA-312 and strap those wires to the side of your head and see what happens when someone cranks
them. Fuck you, dude.
No.
You ever done it?
You'd be a gaming god.
You see lightning. It's awesome. By the way, that's a little, it's a hand crank generator that sends all sorts of fun voltage through it, and it's used as a prank to zap people.
Prank?
For those of yeah.
Not like the John, is that like the Jack Bauer special or something?
Sure.
Quite the placebo.
Like the placenta, yes.
Well, I don't know about placenta, but
oh fuck.
This is supposed to be a gateway to finding out how to treat depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, stroke, autism, and other brain-related diseases by studying how electricity affects the brain. So, hooray, gamers. Speaking of which, did you guys remember seeing a concept a few years ago about the video game console, a new one that used that you attached to your head, and it used brain waves to like move a ball around on the screen? Like you thought about moving the ball and it moved?
Yeah, I saw that one. There was the one that would sit on a table and you had to like levitate it and like push it around on the little unit. Yeah, I saw that. Ooh.
Isn't there like a Jedi thing that they sell like that? Like move a ball or something by thinking about it? It's like a kid's toy. It doesn't really work that well, but same idea.
Is there something like that in Star Trek?
Saw something like that in the Sky Mall catalog.
Sky Mall.
Shopping at Sky Mall.
I need to get one of those giant crosswords for my basement.
What happens when you solve that crossword, though? It's just you only have
one. It's time to go outside.
You achieve nirvana.
When you solve the entire crossword, it's time to get the fuck out.
But the reason I got the whole mind control Jedi game video game thing, the Wii 2 was scheduled to make its debut. Well, we're calling it the Wii 2, but Nintendo's next console.
Did they just add another I to the end? Would it be the Wii?
Apparently, it's supposed to. I mean, it's to nobody's surprise. I mean, we're long overdue for a Nintendo console, and the Wii just pretty much, you look at it nowadays and you feel sorry for it.
It plateaued a long time ago. It's just kind of been sitting there.
Yeah. The biggest thing is, once you know everyone started talking about the Kinect, the Wii kind of got forgotten. Right away. That's how I felt about it. Nobody talked about the Wii anymore. I haven't heard anything. Like, I'll laugh when I see a commercial for like a first person shooter that says coming to Xbox, PS3, and then like the Wii's in the corner, little symbols in the corner all by itself. But I don't think anyone's considered it a decent system. I mean, obviously it has its uses for people who want to do a little fitness thing, but
it's fun. There are some genuinely fun games on the Wii, but it's not something that I'm going to sit down for, you know, long gaming marathons with. That's just never going to happen.
Well, okay, then you definitely have not played I think it's the party game pack or whatever it is.
No.
When it that's a drinking game.
How long
game?
Can you play a fucking party game for?
Well, here's the thing,
dude. I played the shit out of Mario Party.
If you make it into a drinking game, depends on who's playing with you, but you can make it a long time.
Well, here's the thing about the Wii, which is why it was successful. No, the Wii was successful just for that reason, because it was the only video game console that did this as a first. It shifted the attention of the fun away from the screen
and not to the player. So you're playing with other people, not really giving a shit what's happening on the screen. They're just sitting there enjoying watching your stupid ass flail your arms around and have like an 88 and be drunk and all that stuff. That's where the fun is now. It's no longer on the screen, which is why you could play Mario Party or whatever other games that are on there with people for a long time, because people just like watching you be an idiot.
Yeah, there's only really two times when you play the Wii, and it's like the GameCube. It's when a first-party Nintendo game comes out, or if you like your parents are over, and that's pretty much it.
But
I downloaded Super Mario 64 for mine. That's a lot of fun.
For your Wii?
Yeah, you can get it out of the Wii store. A buddy of mine gave me some free Wii points, some Wii store points, and I noticed that they had Super Mario 64 in there. And since
I
use
Wavebird
controllers,
that's the biggest thing I like to get out of the Wii is you can get classic games.
I still got my N64 and my Mario 64.
Yeah, me too. And they occasionally get played on the 50-inch TV, and I feel like an idiot.
Okay, back to the Wii 2. Okay, is they're promising that this is going to be, you know, better than both the Xbox and the PS3, which granted it probably will be, considering it's being released so many years afterwards.
Well,
so
it
we'll
should
have,
be better.
Yeah, it will have, well, the Wii was supposed to be better as well, but obviously
it wasn't. It was better in a different sense.
Yeah.
Okay,
but,
go ahead.
Okay, do you think the next Nintendo Wii will be as groundbreaking of an object or as a console as the Wii was? The Wii revolutionized motion controls. Will the Wii 2 take the step further and give you like voice controls or brain controls?
No.
Well, because, first of all, I don't think it's going
to
go that far.
There's not enough science to get brain controls to build a system on.
Or no one's going to want to hook themselves up to brain control systems. I mean, it's going to be like,
what the fuck would that
seriously. I just want to pick up the controller, turn on the system, and play.
I want to sit there in my chair and think about playing, and all of a sudden I beat the game. That's no
fun. It would be like Gamer. That was a good movie. It was pretty realistic.
I think you need to be.
Can we ban you from the podcast?
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
I'm going to take over as the new host.
Shut up.
Shot.
No. What I'm saying is like. What will the new Wii bring? Let's put it that way. What do you guys think? What are your predictions?
3D.
It's going to be a video take, or I think they're going to have to include some sort of video, like the Kinect, where you don't have to have the controller.
Mary, like it's your physical body. Sorry. No, I'm saying I'm really interested to see, I guess, what they come up with, just because it's been so many years since they've just had the original model. And now they're all of a sudden coming out with something new. So hopefully it'll be majorly different and not so much with a control, like how Kevlar was saying. Maybe they'll have, you know, motion censoring controls.
And I wonder if they'll make it Blu-ray. Obviously, it should be Blu-ray compatible because Blu-ray won out over HD DVD and that whole fight's done. So any new console that comes out should have Blu-ray.
Well, they didn't include even DVD support.
I know.
The
that's
Wii
that's one thing that lost a lot of people on it.
Well, that keeps the price down, because there are a lot of people that are like, oh, I don't want some fucking DVD player. I got one of those. I just want a game system.
See, but
and
that's
it,
because
it keeps the price lower.
That's because DVD systems didn't have the interactive online stuff that Blu-ray does. That's why the PS3 tends to be the more popular Blu-ray player. Whoever the hell is typing, would you move your mic away from the keyboard?
I thought somebody was playing Pachinko or something over there.
They're Pussy City Pimps.
I don't think Nintendo's really going to push for Blu-ray playback. Because, you know, with things like Netflix and so forth, I'm not sure if they're going to consider it worth it to pay for the licensing to actually be able to support the format. I mean, are people going to choose a Nintendo Wii over a PS3 for if Blu-ray is something that's high on people's priority list?
Maybe.
Yeah,
okay.
Like Nintendo's never really been about pushing the media functions of their consoles, because the Wii actually can play DVDs, but it's not enabled. But if you
that's a licensing thing.
Wii, but what is it, the equivalent of jailbreaking on a Wii? Basically, if you do that, you can install a media player so you can watch DVDs, but yeah, just as a licensing thing, they chose not to enable it. So even if in the next iteration it's a Blu-ray drive, I still can't imagine it being a Blu-ray player.
I can because I think during the initial when everyone started looking at the Wii and they realized it didn't have DVD support, the Xbox had DVD support. People were looking to buy, you know, maybe a DVD player and then down the line a gaming system. Well, they just save up for the gaming system because they could play DVDs on it. And
which is exactly why I bought the PS3.
Exactly. And, I mean, one of the things that they lost with that was the people who just wanted to play DVDs, and the fact that you can, if they integrate the Kinect style, you know, just using your body as the controller thing, you can pause it, play it without having to find the remote, which it's a minor thing, but how often do you have to get up and pee during the middle of, you know, you're watching the movie, you want to get more popcorn, and you've forgot you put the remote on the kitchen counter when you walk back through the other one, or back through the room the last time, you got to find it. If you can just pause it from your couch by, you know, holding up your hand and saying pause,
that would be pretty simple.
How often are you going to hold your hand up and say pause?
As someone who actually plays the Kinect, like, pausing on the Kinect is like the worst thing in the fucking world.
I didn't say exactly like it. I mean, if it's a logical system of navigation be done without an actual controller, it could be a lot better. You know what I mean? And the way people, and also if they hire half the people that are hacking the Kinect to do all this sorts of goofy crap, then they could probably get a lot better function out of it. Because more people that are hacking the Kinect are putting useful things out than actual Microsoft is.
I have a feeling that Nintendo's not going to go with a full, controllerless motion control. Like, I think they're going to stick to some form of Wiimote, in my opinion. Because I think that they're probably not going to want to develop, like, this whole camera-operated thing to directly compete with the Xbox. I think for the same reason why they didn't bother with Blu-ray. Because, for one, like as mentioned, it keeps the cost down. So it allows the Nintendo system to sort of, even if you have both a PS3 and an Xbox, for some reason, there's still room for a Wii. Like, you know, as like your casual system. And now that, you know, I know Xbox and, you know, I mean, Microsoft and Sony have been trying to fill this gap with the Move and the Kinect. But I think that Nintendo's probably going to try to make itself more of something that can be a relevant system, even with the other two in your media cabinet.
Here's a random idea. What if they just decided to throw in full keyboard support, so you could either choose controller or keyboard mouse?
Problem is, using a mouse from your couch is kind of difficult. Like, I like the idea, it just doesn't sound.
What if you set it up next to your computer on your giant ass TV monitor, and people would figure that one out before they figured out how to hack it and use your keyboard mouse. Everyone who complains about console versus PC because the controls, which is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. But there are people who throw that fight down all the time. What if they just
I like keyboard and mouse. It's just that anytime I've tried to use like a keyboard and mouse like thing like on a home entertainment system, it's just always kind of awkward to use the mouse from a sitting position. So I like the idea. It's just hard to implement successfully, especially really in a fast-paced gaming environment.
My friend has this table by his couch that it looks like a regular just, you know, coffee table, but then like you pull it towards you, you just pull the top towards you, and it slides up and over to you at perfect, you know, chest length, like the tabletop itself, while the table remains in its position. So you can lean back on your couch and do whatever, and you will always have the most perfect flat surface right in front of you, leveled exactly where your hands will be if you have a keyboard or a mouse.
How much did that cost?
I gotta ask him. I saw it and he wouldn't tell me where he got it. I'm like, I need that.
Then interview him for the noise cast. How's that?
Okay.
It is time for shots.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's also time for the results from our poll. Are motion and voice the final frontier for video games? Somebody asked. 9% said yes. 36% said no. 55% said dildos.
I guess they all bought PSP.
Somebody changed their vote. Somebody changed their vote. 17% said yes. 33% said no. 50% said dildos.
Dildos still win.
Oh, boy.
I'm still not sold that motion and voice isn't the final frontier.
I want to sit
on my ass and play video games. I don't want to stand up and move around and act a fool.
Yeah, like motion controls are like they're neat and they're novel, but I've yet to see a single like serious gaming experience from motion controls. Like you need some kind of buttons, some kind of input. Like at least on the Wii, you can like there's very few like serious games even on the Wii being out as long as it has been, but you at least have some buttons that you can do shit.
I don't know how the fuck
you would manage to do anything. Like, imagine if you were playing like a shooter game. How do you change your weapons like without touching something?
Well, that's the thing. Has anyone ever played a first-person shooter? Like, they port Call of Duty over to the Wii. Has anyone tried that?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, you have the little pistol thing that costs $80 that you snap your Wiimote into, and all the buttons have like this physical linkage to the stupid Wiimote. How does that work?
I haven't tried it with that. I've just tried it with the regular nunchuck setup.
Okay.
So I haven't tried it with that extra gun thing.
I will say this. Back in 99, 2000, something like that, a friend of mine was playing first-person shooters, but instead of using a mouse wheel, he had some program that he was using to voice control his weapons. So, what the fuck is that?
It's almost like pinball, man.
Stop with the pachinko.
Ding, 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 ding.
We're in a casino here.
Okay, last fucking time is casino. It's not casino.
Are you correcting me, sir?
I'm correcting your pronunciation with my pronunciation.
He's telling you the proper way to fuck up the pronunciation.
Makes perfect sense.
I was saying, he wouldn't use the mouse wheel to change weapons. Whenever he wanted to switch, he would just say 1, 3, 5, 2.
And what happens when he yells fuck?
Or Leroy Jenkins. And then he just dies and kills his whole group. But it's okay. Possible to change the weapons, but, you know, at that point all it would take is some asshole Kevlar walking through the room screaming 5 and you're holding a pistol instead of a shotgun.
Well, okay. Eventually they're going to have proper voice support, so unless the dude sounds like you, it's really not going to work. Because I'm sure that if they get things down to voice control that much, if you're playing a game and it's, first of all, it's cheating. If you have someone else who's yelling answers out for you, then that's, you know, or trying to help you out. You have two people playing on one screen. That's pretty much cheating for the whole high score thing. Second of all, they don't want griefing. They're going to make it so it recognizes your voice. They're going to have you run through a list of like 100 words and just read them back, and they're going to try to match your voice to your voice only. They're not going to be doing all sorts of crazy crap.
What's a lot easier than doing that shit? Using a fucking controller.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. I think we've successfully covered everything about the Wii and video games.
Or you mean the Wii?
Yes. We're done with that topic. Okay, we gotta bang through the rest of this stuff.
And Wii.
Yes. Yes, we.
Okay, disappointed, Steven is disappointed.
Yes, iPads. Apparently, Senator Jesse Jackson Jr. believes that iPads are the reason why we're suffering from unemployment. iPads are taking our jobs. iPads are the things that are...
iPads are immigrants.
Well, apparently he's keeping the crack industry nice and active.
Yeah. Regardless what our feelings are about Jesse Jackson or Jesse Jackson Jr., political or otherwise, he believes that iPads are the he's blaming the iPad for the reason borders shut down, He's the reason why Barnes & Noble is failing. The reason why pretty much publishing nowadays, such as print magazines, print journalism and stuff, are failing.
Well, I could almost give him that point. Almost. He's still wrong. But, like, it's not just the iPad, more of ebooks and digital distribution in general. But is he claiming that, like,
netbooks, cell phones,
taking our jobs in the sense that everyone's too busy sitting around staring at their iPad instead of working, or what?
They're not eliminating. They're creating new jobs, and the people who had the old jobs aren't keeping up, and they're fucking falling out.
Okay, no. Wait, what he's saying is that they're eliminating jobs, and that Borders is closing. The bookstores are closing.
Okay, but
those are the jobs that are eliminated.
He's blaming the iPad, and a little twist of this, he actually owns an iPad, and just last month, he was backing an iPad for every student, that big push in Congress, in the Senate, and he was also backing Amazon just last month.
So does he elaborate what kind of jobs exactly are being taken away? Like, I mean, it's just a piece of electronics, you know.
No, he said that the jobs that are being taken are the jobs at the bookstores.
Bookstores and also, like, publishing companies and, you know, the companies that print the books, printers, binding, all that. That's all going away because everything is technology, but I hate the fact that he's all about the iPad when there's also the Kindles and other e-readers.
Here's my thing. If they're really worried about that, then why don't they try to put into motion some sort of thing where we can get manufacturing of digital equipment done in the United States for a realistic cost for the manufacturers, so it can, you know, so we're actually having jobs here.
Because it's easier to lambast the technology for destroying American jobs
than to try and create
new ones.
He's
just fucking running his mouth because he knows people are going to listen, and then shows like ours are going to talk about it. What he wasn't counting on is the fact that we don't give a shit. Fuck you, Jesse Jackson Jr., jackass.
He's a moron, but what I'm saying is that how does this jackass differentiate between what's happening with the iPad and whatever the fucking ebooks are doing to, like, how retail's been suffering in general anyway? You know, it's so much easier to distribute over the internet and digitally than it is to spend the money on facilitating retail locations for people to actually buy these things.
Absolutely right. And the thing that I said, he was also backing Amazon last month too in the Senate. And here we have, you know, certain states, it's becoming a growing movement now to tax online retailers, and which is why some states are losing a lot of their business from affiliates that are moving out just so they don't have to pay the tax. So
it's one of those that you have to embrace the change. Like, yeah, jobs are disappearing, but there's more jobs for people working in the Amazon warehouses and shit. They're just not working at a brick and mortar store. They have to deal with people.
Just fuck people.
The jobs aren't disappearing. They're just moving somewhere else, and the people who have the old ones aren't keeping up, so they're losing their job.
It's keeping an old world perspective on the new world. It's basically the same thing as, like, the movie industry and how they've basically been trying to shut down the internet because they want to hold on to their existing business model instead of evolving and moving forward. This is just backwards thinking.
Yes.
Next thing he's going to blame
by someone who hates all things new.
Next thing he's going to do is, like, blame iTunes for, you know, the other CD stores closing down, but that was so long ago.
Oh, don't worry. The RIA has already been doing that for 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. The iPods killed Virgin Megastore.
But whoop de fucking do. That place sucked ass.
Yeah. It did. It did suck.
Oh, there's that Gonzo phrase I've been missing. feel warm and fuzzy. Oh wait, that's the shots. Speaking of which, gentlemen.
Oh yeah.
I don't think is it time for a shot yet? I think
we're not. Like,
it's always time for a shot.
Are you being a pansy? Are you backing out?
No, I'm gonna take this one and go take a leak because I also got to grab another bottle. I'm out of whiskey.
Time to move on. Vodka.
Oh, man, don't you know you don't mix colors, dude? That shit'll fuck you up.
What are you, some kind of liquor racist?
Right, like it matters now. Yeah.
If you're having clear and you're having whiskey, don't fucking mix that shit, man. It'll fuck you up.
I agree.
I think that's kind of the point.
I just imagine Steven sitting at his computer right now, his head in his hands, softly weeping.
Hey, there are some serious certain rules you need to follow when you're drinking to enjoy it to its maximum ability and to avoid having to pray to the porcelain god.
He's not weeping softly. He's actually muted this microphone, so he's probably crying full out.
Trying to find something on the topic list that'll change this. What's on the topic list?
How about what the news?
Yes, no, not yet. RoboCop. Yes, RoboCop style sunglasses or glasses at the World Cup are going to be used by police that will be able to scan hundreds of faces in a crowd immediately and be able to identify any troublemakers or, you know, like on RoboCop, who's like, you know, scanning around like point.
Or any futuristic heads-up display where it actively scans faces and it measures the biometric points. That's what this is doing.
Yes, and it'll scan 400 facial images per second, and it has a central computer database up to 13 million faces, and it could scan people up to 50 meters away, which is 164 feet. And if searching for a specific target, it can recognize faces as far as 12 miles away.
That better be the only face in the crowd.
Wait, 12 miles away?
A single pair of sunglasses. Yes.
Yeah. Are they using analog zoom or digital zoom? Because these glasses are tiny, and I doubt digital zoom can clickety-clack, enhance, enter, clickety-clack, enhance, enter from 12 miles away.
They're powered by CSI magic.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's gonna give those users like one hell of a headache.
No, it doesn't. Actually, they're just wearing them, and what it does is it'll feed the video back to the mainframe. And once it gets a hit, it will notify, you know, what pair of glasses it came from and when, and what that person's face looks like, and it probably has some sort of thing where it pops up as a little viewfinder. Look for this guy, he has a goatee, and he's Brazilian, and they'll go look.
Yeah, like I was saying a minute ago, are they really fitting all this technology into a single pair of sunglasses, or they gotta carry some like big-ass backpack to power
thing? We're past the time where you gotta carry shit around big backpacks and power packs. All it probably does is it has... It operates to be a 3G network or 4G network, whatever they use down there. I think they use CDMA down there. But yeah, that's how it'll all be wireless, and it'll connect into the cloud computer or the database wirelessly.
Yep. I would actually like to see what kind of wireless infrastructure they're putting in place, because of everything they've had to do to secure the World Cup and Olympic Games. For this next couple years that are coming up, I'd like to see what modern infrastructure, like, you know, truly modern, not electricity bullshit infrastructure, they're having to update and put in place for these games. That'd be interesting to see.
The latest piece of World Cup technology comes from
is it Instant Replay?
Qatar?
It's Qatar. Qatar.
Whatever.
With Qatar, that's Qatar.
Yeah. Okay, Qatar. It's
shit, Steven.
Qatar.
It's like guitar, but with a K.
Just move on. Stop trying to pronounce Qatar and just fucking tell us what's going on.
Well, that's why I paused in the beginning, because I knew I was going to fuck it up. But they have that show Cloud, because it's going to be so fucking hot over there during the World Cup. People will suffer from heat strokes, because it's in the middle of the desert, but they have like this robotically controlled artificial cloud that will just hover over the stadium depending on where the sun's position is.
We call that a blimp and or Vito's mom.
Fill her full of helium and just strap a rope to her.
Oh my.
Wasn't Vito not supposed to be here right now? Wasn't he getting like more booze?
Dude, I said I had to piss, not jerk my dick.
No.
How long did you piss?
How did you piss? Did you like do it hands free?
He didn't jerk it. He just kind of holds it.
Oh no, he did like Dumb and Dumber style, and it just peed into the empty bottle.
I didn't have to wrestle it to the ground.
Sorry,
when I pulled it
sorry,
out.
Sorry, Mary.
Sunglasses, right? What were we talking about?
Yes. Okay, and last but not least for tonight, because we're running short on time, because we've had so much fun talking about what we're talking about, quantum transportation, which is the equivalent of beaming from Star Trek, has been achieved, albeit only with energy sources, not people or animals. It hasn't been tested on mice yet. But some brainiacs at some brainy place built this thing that they were able to achieve beaming something, a piece of energy, from one place to another quantumly. And apparently this now opens huge doors for quantum computing.
They're beaming shit from one place to another, and now they're talking about quantum computing. Come on, man. Teleportation. That's what's really important here.
Really?
Well, I understand that people are getting excited over this, but the different steps to actually get to true, like, teleportation and or quantum computing are ridiculously more complex than what your average PC World article is written for.
Well, I really like how the PC World article gives you, it says, not only did the quantum information exist in a state of quantum superposition, but the transfer was quick. Check science to get all the nitty-gritty details.
Oh, you'll need a membership or you have to pay for the article.
But it'd be really funny if it didn't have science as a hyperlink. And you just said, check science.
Oh, my science.
Science.
Can we test this on Jeff Goldblum when it's finally like out there and effective?
Better make sure there's no flies in the room.
No, put a fly in there. We have to see what happens.
Oh, I gotta test for all possible situations.
That movie haunted me as a kid.
I'm getting better.
That whole donut scene, eating scene, was what totally killed me as a child.
It builds character. That built character, man.
Okay, not in like a 4-year-old kid, it doesn't.
Oh, you pansy.
Sorry, I wasn't exposed to your...
My name's Steven, I got a blubbering vagina.
I wasn't exposed to these crazy science fiction things until later. Flies. Ugh. WTF news time. Yes. Speaking, we were talking about teleportation, and on the same subject, time travel sort of involves teleportation of some sort. Unfortunately, if you live in China, time travel has been banned.
Very unfortunate.
Sucks for you, China.
Not only can you not practice time travel, but you also can't show any time travel shows or movies or anything like that on TV.
Well, no Back to the Future.
Great Scott.
No Doctor Who. No Doctor Who.
Government stupidity is bigger on the inside.
No, the Chinese government believes that they want to avoid the whole shock involved when people see how life was like before communism and then after Chinese communism took over.
Wait. So they're banning time travel because they believe in it and that it will start a revolution.
It has the notion of escape, leaving contemporary China. That's what they're trying to ban.
Do they still have opium dens over there? Because that's pretty similar.
Well, I can understand. You know, they want to prevent instantaneous alteration of their timeline. All of a sudden, someone else is in power, or like reptilian overlords, or whatever other plot device was used in that Simpsons Halloween special.
China's now Democratic Republic.
Oh God! For you know, heaven.
You know what? As soon as time travel is real, I'm gonna fucking go back to China about 50 years before now and drop a deuce in a koi pond and see what happens.
What the fuck?
Why don't you upper deck the emperor? Yes. Even better.
What's up or deck?
That's where poop in the top of the toilet. In the bowl. Or in the tank.
You drop one in the tank so that the smell is never really gone. It just keeps...
It's kind of like the little blue things you use. Yeah.
And 50 years later, it becomes some sort of legend. Like the cursed toilet.
It's the Top Deck Vito. The ghost of Top Deck Vito. He haunts... If it smells in there before you go in there, it's because Vito's in there.
He haunts the Emperor's bathroom.
I gotta do this at my cousin's house. Of course, I'll probably scar the kids, but whatever.
This is terrible.
You gotta make sure it's a solid dude, so don't try to talk off a runner there.
Maybe I'll do it in his wife's bathroom, like the master bathroom or something.
I'm trying to talk.
I'll do it in all of them.
No, I feel bad for the kids.
Everyone.
Kevlar
wants to talk.
Yeah, I was gonna voice our bosses, Agrippa's, take on this. They're banning it because movies that show people going back and changing things for the better might motivate people to protest change.
I heard that.
Hey, I was letting Steven call him out.
No, see, that's the Knob Creek pronunciation.
It's the Knob pronunciation.
Damn it. Should have picked a more manly sounding liquor.
Right. Cause a rash of people driving down the street at 88 miles an hour or something.
More shots, by the way, everybody's saying, so freaking drink whoever's drinking.
My God.
I don't need the internet to tell me when to
drink. I think I'm going to die.
I think I'm going to have a good time.
I'm gonna be so fucking useless tomorrow morning.
Okay, most of the rest of the WTF stories are sexual in nature. So before we get into those, I would like to talk about a story where apparently at this funeral, one of the people at the funeral started having a seizure. So the people at the funeral called 911 and requested an ambulance saying this guy had a seizure. Well, paramedics showed up, started taking care of the guy. And apparently the cops showed up afterwards, busted into the funeral, and started pepper spraying people, actual funeral guests.
What the fuck?
Why?
Why?
The details aren't clear
yet.
Why
not?
This is a thing. I mean, there's actual video you can see on this website. There's actual video of, the guy who was seizing, started seizing again. And I guess the cops, jumped on top of him and sort of, restrained him, really hard and stuff. And I guess some other people who walked over to it, this guy, the dead mother's sons went over, to help out the guy. And seven or eight cops jumped in, pushed him to the floor. And people started leaving. And they started peppering the people that
Was there a warning of the Westboro Baptist protesting this funeral? Why were there cops there?
I have no idea.
Well, I think when they called 911, the ambulance showed up, but I think the cops show up automatically.
Yeah. What state was
maybe
again?
This was in New Jersey, Vito. Hamilton, New Jersey.
Oh, no wonder.
Why are you saying this shit to me like I give a fuck?
Because you live there. You probably started the fight. You probably went over there and said, hey, cops, I'll give you $5 if you jump on them.
And, I haven't seen anybody get pepper sprayed in a while.
Well, the relatives were quoted saying, we didn't call you for this. So
maybe they thought that the guy having a seizure was a zombie. And so
maybe they were enforcing the ancient rule of no breakdancing in a cemetery.
Well, the cops then tried to arrest the guy who was having a seizure. They put handcuffs on him.
How dare you?
No breakdancing in a cemetery.
And the people who tried to stop him saying, no, this guy's not being bad, he's having a seizure. They turn around and start pepper spraying the people that tried to stop them from putting cuffs on the guy having a seizure.
Oh, God.
The police.
I don't see this ending well. I see a large settlement.
Can you stop shaking so I can put these cuffs on you? Thank you.
He's resisting arrest. Stop foaming at the mouth.
Well, the unfortunate part was that people ended up leaving, and then they had to look for volunteers to help carry the casket to the cemetery, like actual pallbearers.
Worst funeral ever.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm not a big fan of frivolous lawsuits, but when it comes to funerals, I think you can pretty much sue anyone who screws up with that crap. That's That's the time of remembrance.
Jersey cops are retarded.
Yeah, and if they interfered with that to the point where the pallbearers left, then
I could see the cops trying to handcuff the guy, not because, you know, they're trying to arrest him, but because, you know, to keep, he's having a seizure probably to keep his hands restrained.
I could not see that because police are trained.
I think police are trained in basic first aid,
and that is not. Do not restrain someone who's having a seizure.
That's the only excuse I could think of them giving.
No.
You know, for
no.
that?
No.
Well, otherwise, there's no logical excuse that fits. Let's put it that
way. No,
let's put it that
they're idiots. They're complete idiots.
Yeah, because even their excuse here is ridiculous. Hamilton police say they responded to a reported medical emergency and upon arrival, quote, encountered an combative patient. Officers subdued the patient and other entities at the funeral interfered and officers became combative.
Combative?
He was having a seizure. How was that combative?
His left arm kept flying up in a threatening manner. What the
motherfucker
hell?
Took a swing at me.
Now, you know what? His family's going to get some nice money. That's all I got to say. And good on him. I support that silly lawsuit.
Speaking of lawsuits, there's probably going to be another lawsuit coming the way of a weight loss doctor in...
Wait, are we into the NSFW section?
Yes. The rest of the WTF news is not safe for work, yes.
Do not broadcast in front of your boss.
Okay, but then again, who was going to be listening to this podcast at work?
Yeah, we got into the not safe for work section when Steven said, welcome to episode 27.
And then when we started yelling shots.
Yes. Okay, so I don't know where this place is. I'm not going to even try pronouncing it, but it starts with a C.
Conshohocken.
Cock.
That place. See, maybe it's in Philadelphia, because this is from Philly.com.
Yeah. Conshohocken. Like,
yeah, Philly cheesesteaks. But, okay, this weight loss doctor, 64 years old, Ari Oren. What a name. Apparently, he allegedly had sexual conduct allegedly sexually assaulted 6 patients in age from 24 to 59, where he would take an electronic massager and move it around the victim's thighs and buttocks, telling them it would break up the fat. And then he would move it to the genital area and sometimes insert fingers into the patients. And to justify this, he said, if you have an orgasm, that would burn around 200 calories. Yep. He also tried to kill several patients.
I think that gasp was Gonzo deciding on his new workout plan.
And lastly, one victim said that Oren grabbed her breasts and said that although she may not want to lose her, she may want to lose her stomach, she wouldn't want to lose those breasts. And he also put their hands on his penis for some of them, telling them, this visit's on the house because you're so hot.
This sounds like a video I saw once, not an actual medical practice.
You cannot get away with that when you look like this guy. You gotta be a Fabio-looking motherfucker to be able to pull off some shit like that.
What's even more bizarre is this guy was found guilty for, was it fraud? Back in like the early, in the mid-90s. Insurance fraud, okay? And he had to pay like almost $300,000 and had to serve 24 months in prison. He's still allowed to practice medical law, and his license was actually renewed recently. And the court documents in 97 said that this guy was a highly untrustworthy individual, quote unquote.
Go figure.
Well, obviously.
So what you're saying is these are not the proper procedures at a weight loss clinic.
just stick to the shake weight, Mary.
Got it.
Well, maybe that's what he's trying to do. He's like, hey, baby, you seen that Shake Weight commercial? We can do that right now.
The orgasm from my finger mimics those effects.
Would you like to shake my weight?
I really can't express how serious that thing really is. I mean, you guys have no idea.
The shake weight.
I'm afraid.
I picked one up in like Target or something once. Like somebody had opened it and I was like, what's this all about? And I just picked it up and I was like,
That's fun.
Just getting warmed up,
guys. Because I've been looking for an open one to go drive for about 5 minutes.
So, did you do it?
No, I haven't found one yet. Although I think I may just bust one open at Walmart because it's Walmart. Half the stuff's open anyway.
Exactly. But yeah, just like the like minute or so that I did, like I could imagine it actually doing something.
You know what? That should be part of my camera review is having, you know, my wife film me test driving a shake weight in Walmart.
Do the shake weight for men. I'm actually a little jealous because the shake weight for men come in like all different colors. And the women are heavier. White.
Well, you know, the thing about that, Marion, is it doesn't check for a penis first. So you could get away with it.
Yeah, but it's too heavy for me.
Just work your way up to it.
Next up in WTF news. It's probably a bad idea if you try to sell your newborn child to a child molester for $300.
What?
Just saying. in Indianapolis, go figure, Indiana. Prosecutors on Wednesday charged two couples here with conspiring to sell a newborn baby for $300 in a deal that would have put the child in the care of a convicted child molester and convicted child abuser.
Should have checked.
That seems like watchdog. A great idea.
Familywatchdog.us. Good call.
Just 300. And they even went as far as to forge a state for a paternity affidavit to name the child molester as the child's father and submitted it to the hospital where the child was born.
It would have been a lot easier to have the guy at the birth and just say he was the dad.
Well, see, the kind of people that do this kind of thing aren't exactly known for thinking things through.
See, but that's why I'm here. I'm giving them ideas to help them out in the future.
Wow.
Let's not go around the point of how wrong this is.
Please, let's not, because the Noisecast is not the idea from the Noisecast.
Yeah, please don't go sell your kids.
Do not support the idea of selling your fetus
alive or your kids. Well, if your kids are past a certain age, you'll free too if they're little assholes.
Okay. I don't feel bad about any forthcoming lawsuit.
No, I only support selling them to salt mines.
18 more.
Only to salt mines. Only sell them to salt mines. People need salt, right?
You know, salt used to be worth more than gold back in the day.
Back when before you were even born?
Well, totally, yeah. But whatever. Shots. I'm doing a shot.
God damn it.
Well, on that note, we will also talk about the man who spontaneously combusted at a porn shop, or so this article supposedly claims.
See, this was that's on, why you're so supposed to you wait could say he home. Was feeling pretty hot.
That must have been like one hell.
Yeah, this is thank you. This is thank you to Katie over at Yippee Yep.
Yes.
Plied us with this link.
Ooh, I didn't know that Boing Boing is located in Canada, by the way.
Who cares?
I didn't know that.
With a name like
so
that,
you could
I guess.
Say there was a sexual eruption.
Oh. Coital explosion.
Well, I think coitus implies there were two people. The article states nothing about
maybe
any other person.
Maybe he had
person.
A doll.
That's not people.
Dolls maybe other person, people. Maybe the other person was incinerated to the point of vaporization.
Well, this guy had third-degree burns or severe burns over 90% of his body.
Maybe he was trying to have sex with the human torch. Have we thought about that? Has anyone questioned Johnny Storm regarding this whole thing?
Okay, can I read the article? Can I drunkenly read the article, please? Anybody?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. A fellow was hospitalized last night, catching fire inside a private video booth at San Francisco porn shop. How the fire started remains a mystery. What do you think? Question mark. That was hypothetical. Crack pipe and blowtorch lighter, poppers and a cigarette, spontaneous human combustion. From CBS Local, police officers across the street saw the porn shop. From the porn shop, saw a man run out of the front of the porn store engulfed in flames. So there's no, obviously they don't have CCTV inside the private video booths.
Okay.
They just saw him running out like, I'm on fire!
So the guy was in a jerk booth and then he caught on fire.
No, the guy was in the jerk booth and then ended up outside the porn shop running around in flames.
Right, he caught on fire in the jerk booth.
No, no. There's a gap between what happened in the jerk booth and when he got outside the porn shop.
Then why talk about him being in the jerk booth?
Because that's what the article says.
Well, it's yeah, it says Ooh. He caught fire inside the Jack Shack. Booth.
I'm pretty sure the only people around to interview for it were the people who worked at the porn shop, and none of them would be like, well, he walked out and lipped off to me, so I set him on fire. So they probably said, well, he was in there, and then he caught fire and ran outside, and then the fire department put him out.
I have a theory as how he caught him. I have a theory as how he caught on fire.
Ooh, enlighten us.
No friction. No lube.
No lube. No, no, no. This is actually dead serious. He may have been using poppers, which it's like a nitrate, an inhalant, like a drug, like amyl nitrate, which is flammable, but it also...
That sounds a lot like fertilizer. Amyl nitrate.
It's flammable, but it prolongs a male orgasm. Don't ask me how I know that.
I don't want to ask you how you know
when
that.
When you say poppers,
in fact, I'm tempted
poppers?
To do another shot.
Popper, the shots alarm just went off.
Pick up your goddamn phone before you do your shot.
No, that's the shots alarm.
Really? We have it on a fucking timer.
Oh my god.
Do you mean poppers like 4th of July poppers? You throw them on the floor poppers?
No, they're alkyl nitrates. It's pretty much a drug. It's an inhalant. I mean, they sell them in like little tubes, like the 5-hour energy, whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. But they're different types of nitrates, or nitrites rather. It's one of them, amyl nitrate, is actually, I think it's used to cure cyanide poisoning, I think.
I'd interrupt you, but you seem like you're an expert on this whole sexual nitrite thing.
Okay, they were really big in the rave scene, okay? Let's put it that way. That's how people discovered how to use them to have longer orgasms.
I don't know if you guys want to join with me, but I'm doing another shot because I keep thinking about Steven with a boner.
I don't know. You so might take Steven's another boners shot make and you want to think about it more.
I don't have to think yeah. about it.
Oh, shit. We're Cheers, going down folks. In a fire.
Like a nitrate fire.
And you know what? I bet Gonzo just did a shot.
Yeah.
So next time you jerk off, don't inhale any poppers.
Can I eat jalapeno poppers?
Okay.
I fully support this.
Oh my god.
Okay, next time you jerk off, don't have anything to do with jalapeno poppers.
Just next time you jerk off, don't let us know and don't take our advice. You don't even want to know when. You see, it'll burn.
I'm dying.
Agrippa says he doesn't know anything about Canadians. I don't know what that means, but thank you, Dad. But he does know about South Africa.
Okay.
I'm just reading the chat.
Okay. Well, we've lost like 10 of our listeners. We're down to, yeah.
And you've also lost Kevlar.
No. Okay, yeah, we better wrap this up.
We lost you
then.
A long time ago.
We need to wrap this up.
No, I'm officially gone now.
All right, eject, Steven.
Okay, well.
Push the red button.
I guess this wraps it up for tonight's episode of The Noisecast. As usual, you can find us at thenoisecast.com. Where we post 5 days a week. Just for some reason, we don't post on Fridays or Saturdays and Sundays. We'll change that, though.
We keep holy the Sabbath.
No, we don't.
Only
no, Sabbath I know is the black one. No, it's because we're lazy and we like our weekends.
I'm pretty sure we squeezed out a steamer all over the Sabbath.
But that'll end soon once I start forcing people to post on Saturdays.
Yeah.
No. But
the only thing
no,
you forced me to do was wear black latex, Stephen.
Yeah.
That is how you actually combust during an orgasm when you take inhalants, poppers.
By
latex
wearing
you're
black,
not supposed to use
black latex.
No, latex is an easily flammable.
Oh, well, it's a good thing you never let me come, Steven.
Shit. We're done.
Okay. Visit us twitter.com/thenoisecast, thenoisecast.com. For news and commentary and stuff like that. What am I thinking about? I don't want to think about that. On tonight's episode, we had Gonzo Ryder. Kaiser Macken.
I don't announce when I have my shot signed.
Thank you. fucking douchebag.
That's me? Is that me? Yeah, I'll go ahead and take that cue. I have more shots than announced.
Special thank you to Mary Mag for dealing with us.
I learned a lot. I was happy to be here.
I think you're lying.
She's as happy as I am right now. Penguin, my good friend, who I apologize for ignoring earlier.
So this is what it's like to be sober at the end of one of these things.
You're never going to do it again.
It's not as fun.
You're never going to do it again.
Don't you dare do that again.
And lastly, veto number 9.
I have a free copy of Half-Life 2 and or Portal for anybody that wants one.
So and he also plays WoW a lot, so take that into consideration.
I do that too, on occasion.
Yes. So
by okay. WoW, I mean his penis, because it's WoW.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay.
This is getting too sexy.
This was a noise cast. Okay, it's over. Done. End of episode. Goodbye.